With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Scientists are increasingly sure that a warming climate is making the Southwest's current drought much worse. Luke Runyon has more.
For the last two decades, the region has had all the symptoms of what climatologists call a mega drought. The Colorado River Basin has seen dryness like this before, but Columbia University researcher Park Williams says this time around, it's influenced by human-caused climate change.
This drought looks a lot like the mega droughts and not so much like any drought that we've seen in the preceding 400 years.
Williams and other researchers used tree rings and computer models to examine climate change's role in worsening the current drought. As warming continues this century, he says the likelihood of more mega droughts goes up. I'm Luke Runyon.
A group of business leaders is suing Governor Jared Polis over his decision allowing residents to gather signatures for ballot initiatives electronically. Scott Franz has more.
Polis says the coronavirus pandemic has made it almost impossible to gather signatures in person for causes ranging from paid family leave to a tax increase on the wealthy. He signed an executive order on Saturday allowing signatures to be submitted by email.
I think what's most important, though, is we don't let our democracy be a casualty of this pandemic.
But a group led by the CEOs of Denver International Airport, the Denver Broncos, and several other businesses is suing Polis, saying his order goes too far. They say the state constitution requires signatures to be gathered in person, and Polis should not have the power to change that. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
The city of Aspen is asking for input on a plan to move restaurants and storefronts out into the streets, a measure it says could help out businesses while staying in line with public health orders. Alex Hager has more.
The city's survey asks which streets would make sense for those kinds of changes and asks if they should be shut down entirely or limited to one-way traffic and only partially filled with business activity. The survey can be found at aspencommunityvoice.com. In a press conference yesterday, Governor Jared Polis encouraged local governments to allow restaurants to operate in streets and parking lots, saying it would be an important step in returning to normal volumes. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Aspen School District teachers drove through town Friday afternoon to wave hello to students. Educators have not seen them since mid-March after COVID-19 closed their classrooms.
Hi! Hi, everybody!
Getting to come out and laugh and decorate your cars and get to wave at them. Some of them shot, you know, water guns at us and followed us on their bikes.
That's Dana Barrow, a teacher at Aspen Middle School who helped plan the parade. She said it was important to do something to remind students they haven't been forgotten.
We know that they're having a hard time too, and they miss us, so we just wanted to have a chance to reconnect.
We miss you guys!
Barrow said the Aspen School District community loves to be silly and laugh, and the parade allowed them to do that again. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.